The John Almagro Foundation will present its 17th annual fundraising event on April 24th at Peter Luna State in Indian Hill. This year's evening will honor the late Stephen Birmingham for his continued support of the arts and include music, art, and light refreshments. This event supports young people pursuing careers in art or music. In the studio tonight to talk about the event are board members Jenny Magro and Chris Weber. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, talk about Stephen Birmingham and his literary and arts legacy.
Well, Stephen is quite an author, and he's been writing for years.
He lived in Mount Adams.
He was actually born in Connecticut, and he lived in New York City for a period of time. He published over 30 books of nonfiction and fiction. He moved to Cincinnati, and he lived with Dr. Ed Linnears, who still lives there.
Tell us a bit of the history of the John Almagro Foundation.
Well, the foundation was established in 2000 by Victoria Magro Fyle in memory of her father. And she had a vision of trying to bring people together, contributors and the young artists. So her dream was to have people come and be at an event where they could actually meet the people that they were giving the money to. She received great response.
Well, and she paid for the whole thing herself that first time. She invited anyone that would love opera or music, and there was dinner, and people loved it.
She was very surprised that she received a $20,000 donation from the Griswold Foundation. And so she had deposited that money into the bank and was going out of town, and she unfortunately died in an automobile accident later that day. And so there were five friends of hers that got together. It was Gail Jackson, Christine Willis, Vicki Johns, Sally Rowe Heckscher, and I. And we made the decision to try to continue the foundation in her memory along with her father's.
Jenny, tell us about Peter Loon.
Peter Loon is an estate in Indian Hill, and that is where Victoria wanted to have the event happen. The acoustics in Peter Loon are incredible. I mean, you kind of walk in, and it's a beautiful old home anyway, built by the Emrys. I mean, you go into the main living room there, and people were having dinner, and then the singer started singing, and it was quite amazing.
And what are some of the events that are going to be happening this year?
It will be an art show, and Concert Nova will be there performing. We will also have students from the opera.
The students are going to be showing the artwork?
Yes, yes. We have students coming from Miami University, from the Art Academy of Cincinnati, and also from the DAP program from University of Cincinnati. And he and his Susanna Stranders is currently head of music staff from the DAP program from University of Cincinnati.
And will any of the pieces be for sale?
Yes, yes. The students always bring pieces for sale, which is really great for them. And I wanted to say, too, that over the past 16 years, we have contributed over $100,000, and we've also supported over 137 students. This year, we have currently 32 applications for scholarships, so...
Several performers through your scholarship program have gone on to successful careers.
Right. The first year that Victoria had it, she had two performers there. One was Tim Oliver, who has become an international opera star. He's performed in over 50 operas and operettas, and he lives in Destin, Germany. Pianist Susanna Stranders is currently head of music staff for Gassington Opera, and she's worked for the Royal Opera House, for New York City Opera, and for the London Symphony Orchestra. Locally, though, and two people that you might know of, one is Adam Hyland, who is currently the chairman of the Clifton Market. He actually exhibited artwork at Peter Loon in 2001, as did his brother, Andre, who is currently an actor, writer, and filmmaker, and he's actually had films that have been in Sundance. So it's really exciting to have local people that have been supported by the foundation and see who they are now.
I thought it was also interesting that beginning last year, the foundation had the opportunity to support a production in East Harlem.
Yes, the Apotheosis Opera, and they are actually performing another opera this year. And Jenny, you know the young man?
Matthew Yurashevitz, I think that's how you pronounce it. And he went to Walnut Hills, right?
Yes, he went to Walnut Hills High School
and
then Brown University. He is the conductor, and he's raised the funds for the East Harlem Opera. And this year they will also be performing a new opera there.
And so he is the reason why the foundation is supporting it is because of this young man.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk about the music that's going to be that evening.
Concert Novo.
Right, and they'll bring a quartet, and they've performed before. And then we usually have operatic pieces, and it depends on, we let the performers choose the pieces that they want to perform. In the past, we've also had, you know, local guitarists that have been students of Claire Callahan, who's at DAP. So it's just a wonderful experience. I'll never forget after 9/11 in 2001 when we were there and we thought the whole world was falling apart. And we had about 100 people there for those performances that night. And the music just filled the hall. And all of us, we just had the feeling that there was something that would be ultimately right in the world. You know, it was just a really spiritual experience. Everybody had tears in their eyes, and it was a very moving moment. So,
well, people say that music heals. Yeah.
Yes, and I believe that. I believe that. The arts are very important to us, so.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about that evening or the foundation?
Both Stephen Birmingham and Ed Lanier's for 10 years at least would have an event at their apartment in Mount Adams. And there would be just two singers and a piano player. And that would made money for the event too. They used to call it Tunes and Tulips because they had beautiful garden of tulips. And right on Ida Street, I think it is where they lived in this wonderful apartment. So they did that for 10 years, and Stephen Birmingham just died 6 months ago or so, and that's why we wanted to honor him this year, because of what they gave to us. So.
Right. They would totally underwrite their contributions, and so all the monies would go as proceeds to the foundation, and we're always in need of money.
Well, it's a great thing that the foundation's doing to support the arts in our community.
Right.
And reservations are due by April 18th?
Yes, they are.
And you can find a link on our website, so if you'd like to make a reservation, you can do that.
Right. That would be wonderful.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us.
I've been speaking with board members Jenny Magro and Chris Weber about the John L. Magro Foundation fundraising event, which will be held in Indian Hill at Peter Loon on Saturday, April 24th at 5:30 p.m. You'll find a link to the event at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.